You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT Datebook. The McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington is currently showing Altered Portraits, an exhibition by Monica Estabrook featuring students from Bloomington High School. Estabrook is both an artist and arts educator who recently began teaching at Bloomington High. As a way to get to know her students, she came up with the Altered Portraits concept. She took black and white photos of her students, including senior Joseph Anderson, and then gave them the print to embellish as they saw fit.
I had a very hard time getting to know the students the first semester. Didn't really understand their motivation or their psychology. So the second semester, I started this project and I decided to take portraits of them and then give them the chance to show me who they really are.
Was that a little scary, though, for you as an artist to actually hand over part of the creative process to these young people?
Indeed. And it was also exciting because it was like developing a negative and not knowing what you're going to get. So I had this anticipation every week waiting for me in a little folder the kids would bring back to me. So it was kind of like Christmas, opening up a package and seeing what was inside and getting to know a little bit more about my students.
Joe, what did you think of this project when it was brought to you?
I thought it was a really good way to sort of get to know the students, know, as she said, their sort of self-motivations, like what drove them into this sort of career or hobby. I also think that it was just really nice to be able to see these kids like properly express themselves through imagery.
So let's go take a look. You're wearing cargo shorts, there's a sweatshirt, it's a hoodie, and you're facing the camera and you've blacked out your face and you have what look like black demons sort of flying around you and crawling all over you. And What are you saying with this piece? What are you saying about this photograph that you've altered?
When I said demons, I wouldn't say they're necessarily demons, just little aspects of, like, different realms. Like, each one sort of, like, expresses a different emotion or characteristics about the person. For instance, how some of the skin is breaking away to show, like, the inner workings of the person. As how one leg is actually just kind of mechanical.
It kind of looks like a tattoo.
Yeah, that was definitely something that I thought about when I was going into this, because I am just inking over the skin, and that's basically what a tattoo is. Going back to the little figures, like the ones on top, little birds is what most people have called them. They're sort of representing this sort of like feeling of hope and maybe just like reaching out, trying to like grasp other things, how they're kind of just hanging around the head.
Monica, what did you think when you saw it?
Well, first of all, you might not be able to tell, but he actually cut out his face.
There's a couple of lights inside as if there were something in their eyes shining out.
Right, and I just think about him going home and sitting down in front of his desk and actually cutting out his face and, like, what is going through his mind to think that that's okay to do to your portrait. And so I think of it from a different perspective because I'm his teacher and I have that relationship with him.
At first, it was only convenience for the reason of cutting out the face, because when I tried to ink over it, little bits would still show through. As I was replacing it, I had to go through multiple themes, but ultimately I just wanted this. And I left out one set of eyes to represent that despite like the size of this one automaton, he's still at the same level as every other creature in the page.
How did the students feel about having this on display at the McLean County Arts Center? What are their reactions?
Most of them were very proud. What I found interesting at the opening was that I found several of the students comparing themselves to each other and in some way feeling that their work wasn't as good as somebody else's. So there was like another layer to their emotional state when looking at their printed image.
What types of imagery did you see, and did you see anything that really surprised you?
The number one thing that I noticed was that many of the students decided to cover up their face. And so I think that was eye-opening for how teenagers are feeling about their printed image right now. I mean, I've noticed in the hallways, they are constantly talking about photographs of themselves and photographs of their friends, which I find totally different than what we grew up with.
Because they can take them with their phones,
right,
Lickety-split.
But they can also edit it immediately and decide which one they're going to show to everyone. And so very often, kids still don't like other people taking their photograph and putting it on without their permission.
Because they don't have control anymore.
Exactly.
That's Monica Estabrook and Joseph Anderson. Altered Portraits runs at the McLean County Arts Center in Bloomington through April 16th. I'm Laura Kennedy.